New Country Minnesota 93 with TJ back in, joined by Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care this morning. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Let's talk about opportunities in caregiving today. I know that you guys obviously service a lot of people and their needs, but then you need employees that are qualified and able and willing, most importantly, to take on these jobs. And these are very important jobs. So let's talk about some of the opportunities you guys might have available.
Yeah, so the biggest one for us right now is the caregiver and also the live-in caregiver, which is just a little bit of a different role. But we're really looking for people to provide compassionate care for aging adults. And it can be a part-time schedule, a full-time schedule. Maybe you're looking for weekend hours to supplement another job you have. So there's definitely opportunities, especially because every client's schedule is different. It allows us to provide different opportunities for caregivers to get the hours that they want and need.
Are there any requirements or prerequisites that we need to come work for you guys? I know certain things might help, but I know a lot of places will also offer on-the-job training. So I don't know if that works in with you guys or not.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we do want you to have a current driver's license because transportation is something that we provide for our clients. So you should also have transportation that you're able to use for work. We do have you complete a pre-employment training. If you have a CNA or a certified nursing assistant certification, that's nice to have, but you don't have to.
Okay.
If you don't have that medical experience or that background, we can do a lot of training with you ahead of time before we send you out with any clients to make sure you're up to speed. We do make sure that all of our caregivers pass a criminal background check and the driver's license check. And then we also do these two-step Manto tests for tuberculosis. So those are some of the requirements per the state and per our client safety to be doing those things.
It doesn't sound like anything too daunting to get through and get yourself out and get into the workplace. You're obviously, you know, driver's license. You're going to need that to get there anyway. You know, and the will to learn and get better and really help people out. And I think the good idea or the great benefit here is that, like you said, everybody's needs are different. So you don't really know what you're getting into, and it keeps things new and fresh. So.
Yeah, you know, and one thing that I think is really exciting, especially if you haven't done caregiving before, is just in the past few months, we've implemented a caregiving mentorship program. So we have one of our nurses, Michelle Heichel, who has been a nurse for years and years. I don't want to throw a number on there.
Yeah.
I don't know if she would like that.
Don't offend anybody, right?
But she has so much experience. And so she is going out there to help train people and make sure that they're comfortable when they go out to see the clients and make sure that they have everything they need to be successful. And then we also have Amanda in our office who's serving as a caregiver mentor that will even go to some of the first shifts with those new caregivers to make sure that they understand the needs of the clients. And again, just really feel comfortable in that role. So we want our caregivers to be successful, which happy caregivers means happy clients, and that makes for a happy environment. So that's what we're shooting for.
And it's a good reflection on you guys as well. So it's all very important that everything is symbiotic there between everybody. If we have some more questions and we're interested maybe in employment and being a caregiver, how do we get in touch with you?
So go out to our website if you're interested in finding more about those positions. And we do have a tab that's called Careers in the About section. And that'll tell you a little bit more about caregiving and the live-in caregiver position. And then if you have any other questions beyond that, you give us a call at the office at 507-387-4663. Or 387-HOME. And I should just say the website address probably.
Sure.
FreedomHomeCareLLC.com is the website where you're going to find that careers tab.
All right. You'll find all that contact info we cover every week there as well. FreedomHomeCareLLC.com. Christine Nessler with me today from Freedom Home Care. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.